It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And boy, I'll tell you what, as Dallas Hudson said, we are now kind of at the end of firsts. Our firsts for this week included basswoods blooming, early goldenrod blooming, several other events that we'll cover and we'll be talking about. But we are also past the sort of middle of the growing season. And one of the things you're going to notice is kind of a diminution of bird songs, and certain flowers are disappearing, may have already disappeared. Fruits are becoming ripe. My good friend Sam Miltich has been sharing with me pictures of his ample bowls full of fruits, berries, strawberries, blueberries, and Juneberries. And Carolyn King actually had a picture of her dog eating Juneberries. And I have to say, I have had dogs that eat berries as well. I had a dog that was very fond of raspberries and ate a lot of raspberries. Now, I was looking at the raspberries yesterday at my house, still pretty green, and just a hint of red coming onto the edge of the raspberries at my house. The blackberries are still as green as the leaves on the trees, and it'll be a while before they come into fruit. So, but there are plenty of fruits out there. Last of the strawberries, the blueberries are just starting to get ripe, and the Juneberries are really hitting it hard. This is the time of year when the pin cherries will begin to take a blush. I looked at mine yesterday, and they're a lighter green than they were a week ago. The choke cherries are pretty darn green at my house, so it'll be a while before they get around to getting out and doing something. You know, if you're looking to collect something and you want to try something different, something new, this is a good time of year to introduce yourself to basswood flower tea, linden tea. And in the Akeley and Bemidji area, the basswoods were in flower yesterday, and I found basswoods right on the verge of opening. There are probably a few open flowers, but just getting ready to open. And this is typically the time of the year that that happens. July 8th is my average date for basswood flowers to become open. But once the basswood flowers open, if you are anywhere in the neighborhood of a basswood tree, unless there's a really strong wind blowing from you to the tree and beyond, you're going to smell them. If you are anywhere in the downwind side of a basswood tree, you are going to smell the flowers, and the scent is just unbelievable. You need to go out and find a basswood. Basswoods have big green leaves, leaves that are 5 or 6 or 7 inches in diameter, and alternate, and the bark is gray and fissured. And most basswoods now, it's rare that you find a single basswood growing by itself. Most basswoods are growing in clumps, because the old basswood that was there 100 years ago was harvested, and the wood was taken and used for whatever. And the resulting stump sent up all of its suckers, and maybe 3 or 4 or 5 of those suckers survive. So you'll get a clump of basswoods. And if you are near them, you will certainly know it in the next day or two. Now, one of the things that you're going to want to do is to take and start to gather some of the flowers. Pardon me. And once you gather up the flowers, dry them, lay them out on a tray, put them in the sun, let them dry. Once they become dry, go ahead and put some in a tea caddy and steep them in hot water. Just make tea, and you will have some of the very best tea that you're going to ever taste. And that comes from the basswoods, and you can go out and check those out. Right now, they should be getting getting ripe in our area. If you're north and east of Grand Rapids, probably another day or two or three. If you're up in the Virginia area, it might be 4 or 5 days before they actually get ripe. But I'm sure in Brainerd, and I know for a fact in Bemidji and over in Akeley, the basswood flowers are ripe right now, and you should be out trying to collect some. Another plant, I took a trip down to the lake the other day, and the dog looked like she was having so much fun that I took off my shoes and rolled up my pant legs and went for a wade in the muck. My lake is one of those, it's a pretty good little pothole for ducks, but it's not the sort of place you'd walk into and swim. There's not a sandy beach. There's like 30 feet of sedge grasses and muck, and then you sort of step off the edge into maybe 12 or 14 inches of water and another 12 or 14 inches of what I have heard called lunite, which is a polite way of calling it muck. Anyway, not the sort of lake you'd probably swim in, but an interesting lake to look at. And the fragrant white water lilies are probably at their peak of bloom. Everywhere I looked on the lake, there were these white, big white flowers everywhere. But in amongst those big white flowers was a little pink flower that looked for the world like a king's crown or a queen's crown, only it's pink. And it's just this lovely little flower. It might be an inch across, might be an inch or so high. And there were hundreds of them. And in the aggregate, when you looked at it, you'd see this patch of sort of pinkish looking light in these places. And when you got down and actually looked at a single flower, they were quite spectacular. I've got a picture on KAXE KBXE Season Watch page, which is on Facebook, and you can check them out there. They are quite interesting. The other flower that was blooming right at that time in the same area is a little yellow flower that looks a bit like a pea flower. It's a kind of a convoluted flower with a big arching petal coming out the bottom, and below that a long hooked spur and some traces of red on the flower near the entrance to where the pollen and the nectar would be. And that is bladderwort. Mine is the common bladderwort, and for a long time it was assumed that bladderworts were another of the carnivorous plants because they have these bladders on them, these little balls, these little air sacs that open and close. And they can open and take in protozoans, small animal and plant life from the pond, and then digest it and use the energy to keep themselves growing. But as scientists have done more study on the bladderworts, and there are quite a few different bladderworts, they're finding out that a lot of these bladders contain a whole host of microorganisms. And these microorganisms are a lot like, they play a role much like the role played by fungi in the forest. And that is that they are able to convert things from the atmosphere or in the water into useful plant food. So they can take nitrogen out of the air and convert it into ammonia or ammonium, and they can take other organisms from the water and separate the valuable parts from it and use that to help nourish the plant. So the plant is not the cannibal that, or not cannibal, but the predator that we once thought it was. A lot of the things that it takes into these bladders are not used as food. They are used to create food, much the way a fungus gets a little sugar from a plant. In return, it gives the plant a lot of things that the plant needs that it can't otherwise get. And these bladders have a further function on the common bladderwort, which was the one that was growing by my house. They inflate and float the root up to, or the leaf up to the top of the surface. Now, the common bladderwort, as far as I know, has no roots at all. It simply has these leaves that lay on the surface of the water. And in the wintertime, those bladders deflate and the root sinks. And so it is preserved for the next season. So Bladderworts. It's not quite as simple as we once thought, and they are lovely flowers. I highly recommend that if you are out on a lake, get away from the beach and go to some of the little bays where the water is shallow and there's a lot of things going on. It's pretty interesting in there. Another plant that caught my eye this past week is Canada thistle. And the Canada thistle is blooming right now. It has a purple flower, kind of a fringy-looking purple flower. Very popular with all of the pollinators. Bees, butterflies, all kinds of things use those. I once was looking at a flower on a Canada thistle, and a butterfly, I think it was a fritillary, but it was a big orangish butterfly sitting on this flower, and a bumblebee came up, and I thought, well, this will be interesting, and the bumblebee was looking for pollen, and it came up to the same flower that this butterfly was sitting on. And the butterfly, without even bat, well, just, yeah, I don't know what went through the butterfly's head, but it just flapped a wing out, smacked the bumblebee on the head, and the bumblebee went to a different flower. It's like, okay, I get it. You got that one. But one of the things that you can notice about Canada thistle, and this happens sort of sporadically, it's not in every patch of Canada thistle, which is kind of too bad because Canada thistles can really take over an area. But there is a fungus called Pseudomonas syringiae targetus. And this fungus causes the plant to turn white at the top. So if you're driving along and you see these white or pale yellow looking thistles, it's actually a Canada thistle that is afflicted by this fungus. And it will kill the thistle. It was experimented with to try to see if they could use it as a biological control on thistle, but they were never able to do that. One of the biological controls on thistles is a common butterfly to our area, and that is the American painted lady butterfly. And she generally migrates into this area in the summertime when her numbers get to be too large in her native range. But when they do come north, they lay their eggs on the flowers of the thistles, and the little caterpillar that hatches from that egg eats the flower, and that's sort of the end of it for the Canada thistle. So some things to watch for: Canada thistle, bladderworts, basswood flowers. Other things going on this week: common mullein, that very tall biennial plant with yellow flowers and a big stalk at the top, is starting to bloom. Evening primrose began to bloom this past week. Fireweed, that really tall magenta-colored, think kind of a bluish-pink flower that grows in patches, and it's called fireweed because it can quickly colonize an area after a fire has gone through. And it's one of the first things besides raspberries to grow after a fire has come through an area. So watch for fireweed. It's blooming in the ditches around the area right now, and always a good sign. Fireweed is one of those things I always enjoy and look forward to seeing. Among the other plants that I've been watching, early goldenrod began to bloom this last week. Winterberry was in bloom. Winterberry is the, what would you call it, the northern holly. And I was out visiting Harry Hutchins this past week. He and I took an interesting trip. I swam in his lake, Otter Lake, and he paddled around in the kayak. And we had a nice little, we did about a little over a half a mile of kayaking and swimming, and just had a great time. But Harry's yard is absolutely fabulous up there. He's had, I think, Prairie Restorations came in and did some plantings for him. And he has blue vervain, which is in bloom, and all kinds of brown-eyed Susans, black-eyed Susans, yarrow, lots of things going on there. Just beautiful. If you are living along a river or a quick-moving stream of good, clean, clear water, you're probably going to be seeing lots of little Well, they're not so little, but these damselflies called the ebony jewelwing and the river jewelwing. The ebony jewelwing has an entirely black wing, and the river jewelwing has a wing that is tipped in black, and then the rest of the wing is kind of an amber color. Both of these species are out in significant numbers right now and will be for another couple of weeks, but then they're going to disappear. Now, if you're out and you're looking at these, notice that amongst the ebony jewel wings, some of the population has these little white, they're called stigmas, but they're just little white dots on the top of the wing. And it is true of both the ebony jewel wing and the river jewel wing. They both have these little white dots on them, and those are the females. So if you see that black wing with a little white dot on it, that's a female. And they're pretty interesting. One other thing that began to show up this week that really caught my eye, and I hope that that you will have a chance to check this out. It's a grass, and it's called squirrel-tail grass. Foxtail barley is another name for it. You're driving along the roads today, you're going to see these almost silver-looking. They're very pale green or kind of a silvery-looking long on. And they look like they're about 3 inches long. And they grow at the top of these clusters of grass. They're part of the seed and flower arrangement on the squirrel-tail grass. And they are quite prominent right now. So you're going to see patches of them along the edges of the roads, these silvery, whitish, greenish-looking patches. And those are the awns and part of the flower structure on the squirrel-tail grass. So give a look to that as well. And while you're watching the edge of the road, you're likely to see these the beginnings of rabbit's foot clover. Now, rabbit's foot clover is kind of a, when it's blooming, it's sort of a pinkish-looking little fuzzy top. And think of red clover, think of something a little bit more, a little narrower, a little less round, more oblong-shaped. And think of it in a sort of a pale pink or a silvery gray. And that is rabbit's foot clover. It's coming up and starting to spread around and pretty easy to see. Spreading dogbane is probably at its peak of flowers. And if you're checking out KAXE, KBXE Season Watch page, you'll see a lot of pictures of that. And along with the pictures, you'll get some comments like Dallas Hudson over in Akeley mentioned that it is such a great plant for pollinators, for butterflies and bumblebees. And I have had big patches of it at my house for years and years and years. I keep it around because I really like what it does for the pollinators. And one year, not this year, but in one year, I sat there by the patch and watched. And within a half an hour, I saw 11 species of butterflies and a tenuid moth. And all of those were attending these spreading dogbane flowers. Spreading dogbane has red stem, dark green leaves, and dozens of little, like 3/8 inch long white flowers. And if you look at the flower, look up into the flower, you'll see that it is quite streaked with pink. And oh, I almost forgot. If you're down by the lake and you're checking out the flowers that you're seeing there, the fringed loosestrife, tufted loosestrife, the water shield, all of those, check out the shrub meadowsweet. Meadowsweet has these clusters of flowers at the top, a kind of a cone-shaped cluster of flowers, dozens of flowers in this cone. And the flowers themselves are quite small, but they are, from a distance, they look white. And if you get in there and look closely at them, you'll see that the centers of each of them is kind of a very pale pink. So it's, we're moving from one part of summer to the next, and we're likely to see fewer and fewer of the smaller, whiter flowers and see more and more of the taller, yellower flowers and purple, coming to think of it, the fireweed and the like. But there are many things out there that are still really, really interesting. And while I was at Harry's house, I had a chance to see two chestnut-sided warbler males fighting. And they were probably disputing territory. Anyway, one of them happened to land in a bush right near me, like 6 or 8 feet from me. So I had a really good look at him. And he was unconcerned about me because he had a rival and they were definitely after one another. And the chestnut-sided warbler has this yellow cap on his head. And this guy had his cap erected to the point where it looked like the top of his head had a great yellow ball stuck right on it. He was that upset. He was really into it with this other male. So lots of fun out there. Get outside. Keep your eyes open. There's lots to see. That's the Phenology Show for this week. We'll be back again next week.